The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Mario Rosenstock standing in for Matt Cooper on The Last Word. And it's time for Tech Thursday with Andy O'Donoghue. And this week, this is very meta altogether. We're talking about radios and the best available radios to catch The Last Word and indeed the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show and Gift Grub every day. Andy, first though, Elon Musk, he's been at it again. What's he done with the Twitter block function? And has he made Twitter even worse than it already was, which was pretty crap?
Fair question, Mario. And I think, has he made it worse than it already was? Potentially. Essentially, what he's said is that he's removing the block function in a way. So the simple way to explain this is that people you've blocked previously couldn't see your posts. Now, when you block them, they will be able to view your public posts, but not interact with them. So
will that just make them even more angry to get you?
I think that's exactly what, that's the way people are responding to this. Yeah. Elon, do you remember 6 months ago or 10 months ago, he said that, you know, free speech absolutist. So now, if you find somebody particularly annoying and you have blocked their post or they've blocked you, you can still be agitated by them and them by you. So people are saying, well, does it make it a more useful tool for stalkers and harassment? I think it's a bad decision. And like you say, it's just one of this endless cycle of changes that he's making that appears to be, is it spelling the death knell of Twitter? Who knows?
Is it one of a series of bad decisions by him regarding Twitter? I mean, how has Twitter changed in your view since he took over?
Well, he's certainly the moderation and fact-checking and all of the elements of kind of truth, the blue tick, the kind of recognized users, the value that the blue tick had is gone. We know that people with the blue ticks now, of course, they get paid for engagement. And during the trials in the UK, we discovered that quite a lot of people spouting the nonsense and the far-right nonsense and the agitation were actually earning pretty good money. So he's rewarding people who spout this, and that is not the thing. I remember the old CEO of Twitter, Dick Costolo, once said that the conversation is the canvas, but Twitter is no longer conversation, it is chaos.
So he's kind of fomenting division even more, I think, isn't he?
He is, absolutely. That's what he's doing. And also, he owns Twitter, and yet every day I have to endure Elon's posts, and at the moment, quite a biased view of the US election, because he's obviously supporting Trump, and critical of Harris. So the balance appears to have gone, and Twitter has kind of, it's like, this bizarre centrifugal force that is actually ripping it apart from the inside.
Yeah, I find it depressing anyway, to be honest. Andy, you're going to talk about radios today, digital radios and different ways of listening to these great programs that we broadcast. Tell us about radios with a digital twist.
Well, and you're right. I mean, people can download the Go Loud app, tune into The Last Word, catch Gift Grub in the morning, use TuneIn Radio, which is a brilliant app that I use myself, particularly when I'm away. But a dedicated radio with Wi-Fi is a really nice kind of retro luxury. And many of them have Bluetooth, they have a Wi-Fi, they'll have AirPlay, which is Apple's casting system. So you get all those features. And then some of them have Spotify Connect built in. And the people who kind of recognized this trend early on, years ago, were the old Roberts Radio people. And they did a beautiful job of creating, you remember, your granny would have the old radio in the kitchen and go on first thing in the morning, be that on all night and all day and night. And Roberts have done a great job. The first one that I'd mention is absolutely beautiful. It looks just like an old radio. It's the Roberts Revival RD70. They're not cheap, Mario, most of these. The Roberts is about €250, but it is beautifully designed. It's got DAB and DAB Plus, which isn't that relevant to us. That never really, digital radio didn't really work in Ireland. But it also has FM, and it has Bluetooth connectivity, so you can stream music from your phone or just listen to FM traditional stations. And by the way, even though it's a small radio, speaker is really good.
Yeah.
And with the vintage design and the Bluetooth streaming, and it has an alarm and a sleep timer, you're in business.
It sounds like a nice kind of present, actually, as well, to be honest with you, Andy, doesn't it? Good idea for a present.
Ideal, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, next you've got the Google Nest Audio. Is this a radio or a speaker?
So this is interesting because Google and Amazon are both in this market almost by accident. And the Google Nest Audio is about just 100 euros. You can buy them in the stores. Google's Irish store also keeps them. The Google Nest Audio is a smart speaker, but it has really good sound. This is the latest version of it. But it also has voice control via the Google Assistant. So you can stream radio stations, podcasts, or music via apps like Spotify. But you can also get the weather, and if you have smart home devices, it will control them. And it also has multi-room audio. And so you've got Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, so you can stream from the device itself or from your phone. But it's also, Mario, it works perfectly. You can literally say, okay, Google, tune into Today FM. And it works. So at 99 euros, you're getting a lot more than you get with just the standard digital radio.
Just a text in here to 087-4100-102, Andy, to you. Why doesn't DAB work on radios?
We did try digital radio in Ireland, and it simply didn't work. Whereas in the UK, it was adopted. I don't know is the honest answer, because we are such a tremendous radio listening country. It should have worked. Whereas now it's too late, and Wi-Fi and Bluetooth have simply edged ahead.
Fair play to you, Andy. I love contributors who say, I don't know. That's an honest answer. I love that. What about the Amazon Echo?
Okay, so a little bit like the Google, except even cheaper. The Amazon Echo Dot, this is the fifth generation, and many of your listeners will know them. They'll see them in electrical stores. And again, smart speaker, ideal for beside the bed or in the kitchen. And again, you can do the same thing. You can say, Alexa, play Today FM, and it does. But you can control smart home devices. It has TuneIn built in and another couple of apps. You can also do clever things with these, Mario. So you can set, perhaps to get the Today FM news, you can then get international news, you can get magazine headlines, and you can create what's called a daily briefing. So when you get up in the morning, you can say, Alexa, what's my briefing? And it'll give you the news from various sources during the day, and then just switch on to the Ian's Breakfast Show, and off you go. So it works really well. But again, for 67 euros, it's a great way of getting access to digital radio.
Okay, the next one is a little more expensive. It's 299 euro, and that's the Pure Evoke Play.
And I like these. The pure products generally, because like Roberts, they're really well designed. This is a portable digital radio. It's got FM capabilities, but it's got Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. So great. However, it's also got Spotify Connect built in, and it's got a battery option. So that's nice if you're working in the garage, you're out cutting the grass, you're sitting out the back having a cup of tea, whatever. So it's nice, looks really good. I would mention, though, that their products generally are really worth looking at, and we can buy them online in Ireland. I have not found them in a retailer, but they sell well in Ireland. They have a CD digital radio priced at about 240 euros, and I just love that idea, because I'm one of those people who have a huge CD collection. I didn't have a CD player for years, and I think the Pure Evoke Play, the CD version, might be ideal for people.
Andy, you're on fire here, by the way, because loads of people are texting into you, so well done. Why can't you pause radio just like you can TV?
Difficult to explain, but you get this buffering, and probably on your phone the buffer just overflows. Sometimes it works, but of course you can always go to the Go Loud app and get your podcasts.
And Kev in the van is very disappointed, because he says, the problem with listening to radio online is the delay compared to the FM broadcast. I get disadvantaged in quick fire competitions on the radio because he's late.
Also, if Kev is listening to a horse race or betting in running, very bad news.
Absolutely. Come here. I'm not a tech guy, but I do love listening to music, and I do love listening to podcasts, and I love listening to the radio. Give me one thing out of today's list that you would that you'd give to me if you had to give to me as a present, Andy.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, there's two, right?
Okay.
And I'll be quick, but if you're a hi-fi nut and an old-fashioned audiophile, and you have an amp and a record player and all that stuff, the name Uni Atom is a high-end streamer. It costs over 2,000 euros. It displays album art on the front. It is absolutely the highest-end digital-style radio that you can get, but it is only for hi-fi nuts, but worth looking up their products. apps. The one, Mario, that I think is absolutely beautiful, and it's just stunning. There's a company called Rourke, and they make quite high-end versions of this kind of technology, but they have a beautiful radio called the R1 Mark IV. And it's got FM, it's got Bluetooth, does wireless streaming, but it has a lovely OLED display on the front with time and alarm. And it is so nice. You think you're looking at a radio from the 50s, but you've got all that tech built in. And at €280, somebody should get it for you for Christmas.
Oh, that's really nice. Okay, Andy O'Donoghue, thank you very much for Tech Thursday. Just a final text here. If you stop talking about ex-Twitter, Mario, and Elon Musk, we'd stop caring about what's said on it. A small percentage of the population, Ireland and the world, use it, but it's amplified by the constant media attention. Learn to live without it. It's no longer relevant anyway. Well, it is relevant in my view. And more than 20% of the American population, I think, use Twitter. And it's a growing number, funnily enough, even because of Elon Musk. Anyway, we'll be back with more after this.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.